ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're going to start from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Testament days with Seich Shnesayr of Bacherim. The Mishnah says, with Seich Shnesayr of Bacherim Kulam Turim. The Gemara's Havim in it was, you have a Ritzeach, that's Nigma Din Lemisa, and is a Sire with others, Kulam Turim, they're all Pater, because you don't know who the Ritzeach is. Review the Aimer, Kainsen Eisa Lekipa. You put them all in a Kippa, and you kill them without the Chi of Misa. The Eger Din Kippa, we have in the Mishnah, later in Pe'alafim Beis, it says, Ha'irig Nefesh Shaloi Be'edim Achnisim Eisen Lekipa, and the Gemara says it doesn't mean without Edim at all, because how do you know that he killed, but the Teretz says it's Edis Mi'chedes, or it's without Asra, or the Edis were Mukhash Dikas and Apechakiris. So the Pshat is, we know from the Edim he killed, it's just that didn't exert a kosov that he can't kill them because the Edis didn't see it together, or because there was no Asra, Ukadaima. And in that case, even though you don't give him the Mises Bezdin, but you put him in the Kippah and you kill him that way. But there are Grama. So the Gemara says, who is these Achayim? If the Achayim were Ksheirim, so first of all, she did a Kulam Turim, and second of all, Rabbi Yehuda can't say Kain Sinesu L'Kipa if the others didn't do anything wrong. So Rabbi Mishmul says, Hachem Ritzach Shlenig Medina Shinesayim V'Ritzcham Achayim Shinig Medina Maskina. We're talking about that there was a Ritzach that was Nig Medina, and the other Ritzcham were Nig Medina. So now, they have one Ritzach Shlenig Medina, so now, Rabban and Sarvi ain't going to Medina Shalom Ella Befanav. Lamaisi, you can't do the Gemara and Dina on the Ritzach Shalom Medina, because it's not Befanav. Hilcha Kulam Beturim, because since you can't do a Gemara and Dina on him, because you don't know who he is, so it's not called Befanav. So Mela, there's one Ritzach which is not Mechliv Misa, because there was no Gemara and Din. So that path is everyone. Fabiudim, if they're in the Lagami Namila, you can't path them totally, came in the Ritzchim in. We know that they're all Ritzchim. Most of them were Nigma Dinai, and even the one that wasn't Nigma Dinai, he just wasn't Nigma Dinai. But where do we Makabal Eidus, Rashi says, therefore, you put him in the Kippah. So, this was the first pshat the Gemara had, and we have a few Aris. Eishin Ziyadrama has this Shiloh. The Adrama asks, why can't you do like this? Why can't you take each and every one of these people that are Masayrav and bring him in front of the Bezdin? And the Bezin should make a Gemara Din and say like this, if you already had a Gemara Din, you already had a Gemara Din. And if you didn't have a Gemara Din, so make the Gemara Din right now. So what's the problem of Shalei Befanav? You could take, if you don't know who you're making the Gemara Din on, that's called Shalei Befanav. But here, I'm going to make a Gemara Din on this person. I maybe already has a Gemara Din. Okay, so that's fine. But if he doesn't, I'm making a Gemara Din on him. So now, either way, he's going to have a Gemara Din. That's right, the Yad Ramah. So Yad Ramah says, that since the Gemara Din has to be, there's a Din of Yitzilu Eda, so before you make the Gemara Din, you have to be Mahapach B'Skusay. So if you don't know if you're making a Gemara Din on this person, maybe there was already a Gemara Din, you're not going to be able to Mahapach B'Skusay Shapir, he says. You're not going to be able to think of Skusim Vim, because you don't even know for sure if he's the guy you're making the Gemara Din on. So it's going to be Chsarn of Yitzilu Eda. That's like the Yad Ramah. But there's an interesting Shikler of Shimon Shkop, in Shar Yesher, Shar Gimel Perik Beis, which he said before he saw the Yad Ramah, that he was mutching a little bit on the Shaila, that Taisa says that you can't, the Gemara there is Mavur, that you can't kill somebody because of Simanim. Let's say you don't know who the Ritzach is, but you know Simanim. The Eidim say, we know someone with this and this Simen killed, and we find the person with this and this Simen. So the Simen tells us that he killed. You know, you could use simanim to be meshiv and aveda, that someone lost something with this in the simon. We know this is the thing that he lost because he had this simon. So why don't we use it to kill somebody? We know that Pliny with this in the simon killed. Why can't you kill him? The Taisa says it's not enough to kill him. It's not enough edus to kill him. It's not enough adina nefashis. He says by mamonis also it's not enough to imitzi from a mukzik. The Taisa talks about it. So Reb Shimon wanted to say a shtickle, not like Taisa. Why you can't kill someone on a day simanim that he says like this. He asked the Yad Ramas Kasha himself, that what's the pshat that if you don't know who the Ritzayach is, you can't be mind dim because you need befana of, why don't you say, take each one, and say, Mimanav Shech, if he had a Gemar Din already, then he has a Gemar Din, and if not, we'll make the Gemar Din now. He says, Vaista, he said, befana doesn't mean that the person's here, and you could see him. Befana means you have to know who he is. You have to know that he's the person. You have to know that you're making a Gemar Din on him. So here, each one they go and make a Gemar Din on, they don't know that he's making a Gemar Din on that person. So that's a chsar number fun of, because you don't know that you're making the Gemar Din on this person. If you have a suffix, if this is the person that you're making a Gemar Din on or not, that's not called befun of, even though Miman of Shechik could kill him, because if he's not the person, then he already had a Gemar Din. So Zakta Azai. So if that's true that a Gemar Din needs a Yediyah, they have to know about it, so he already has a Yesaid, that for Yediyah, Rav doesn't help. Rav helps if the din is tully. They say if the din is tully on someone's idea, Rav doesn't give him that idea. If the din is tully, if something is true or not, Rav says that it's true and we could do it. But if the din is tully on us knowing that it's true, Rav doesn't make us know that it's true. Rav means that Allah, we can have on that way, but it's not called the idea. That's why he wants the taina that let's say like this. Let's say you would have Rav of the people that's not nigma the din. And one person that's nigma the din. It's mistabra also you can't make. Mistabra it's the same thing, even though the Gemara says the other way, that one person was not nigma the din, the rest was nigma the din. Mistabra was just l'rabusa. Even though everyone was nigma the din already, this one person's loy nigma the din is going to mess it all up. But who are din, if you have rave people that weren't nigma the din, and one was nigma the din? So what's wrong in that case? Why don't we say in that case that the Rav is machriya, that it wasn't Igmar Din, and Mamel is called Befanav? So he says, Vais Dais, something you need a Yediyah, Rav is not called Yediyah. So that's how he wants to explain about Simanim also, that Simanim Kataka be Mavar, something La Locha, that we have a right to them on La Locha, it's that way. It gives us a halachic assumption, but it's not called we know. So if the Locha requires knowledge, Simanim are not enough. So Mel, that's why you can't kill someone like this on him, because he's not called Bifnei Baldin, because we don't know that he's the Baldin. We only know through Simon, and that's not called the Yediyah. And Gavaldigi is saying, but he says that Taisus Lamaisa there says a different shot. Taisus Tam says Simon Amar and Kanug, to him might see from Mulzik. So then his Taka says that sure, he saw the Yad Ramah. You see from the Yad Ramah, not like it's Yisayin. You see from the Yad Ramah, there's no din that Bezin has to know that they're making the Gemara Din. There's no din that Bezin has to know that he's the Baldover. It's Tamanai din of Itziluay, they have to Mahapach Beskusei. So Mela, since you don't know what he's being chayef for this or for the other things, he cannot give Mahapach Beskusei Shapir. But that wouldn't apply to Simanim because you know why you're trying to be Mechayev him. And you know who he is. So Mela, you're going to try to be Mahapach Beskusei. So that's why he says, Taisus Mestam holds like the Yad Ramah, that there's no din that the Bezin has to know who he is. It's Tamad din that if we don't know, if we're trying to make the Gemara Din for this Ritzicha, or the Rebbe was the Gemara Din for a previous Ritzicha, so then you can't be Mahapach Beskusei Shapir. And that wouldn't apply when Edom come and say, the Plan Yedahai Simana Katal, because there you know what you're trying to Mechayev him for, and you know who you're being Mechayev. It's just that Edom didn't recognize him. They're trying to only figure out that he was the Ritzach because of Simanim. So if Simanim would be good enough to be a halacha to Neman, then it's him. So you would be able to Mechayev Misa. That's why Taisa says that from there you see that Simanim aren't good enough. Al Kapanim, what's the gate to our sugya? The Yad Ramah is saying that the Yisayid is why you can't do this Mimanim Shech is because you won't be able to Mehapach Beskuse Beksayim Vitzilu Eida. And Lulei Divi the Ramah, the Pshimim wanted to learn that there's a din that is not called Befanav unless Bezin knows who he is. So if Bezin is making a Gemara Din, but they don't know if they're making a Gemara Din. Maybe they already was a Gemara Din. So that's not cool that they know who the Baldover is. They don't know he's a Baldover. It's just Mimanov Shech, he's going to be Narek. So that's a Chsarin in the fun of. Now, also, we have to understand what's the pshat of this machlokes. One is if Yehuda hold kainz and eisel kippa, and they're a bun and hold that you're not kainz and eisel kippa, you're part to all of them. I mean, we find in the Mishnah later that if it's seach, that you can't kill with Mises Bezin, you're kainz and eisel kippa. Lamais, it's only a din of Ritzeach. The Rambam says there in Perek Dalin, Hilchas Ritzeach, Halacha Tess, in Eisen Davos El Hashayim, Chuyv Mises Bezdin. Because it's Ritzeach is Ashchosis Yeshuv Shalom, even Avay Dezar and Chal Shamas, which are really worse than Ritzeach and Mitzad the Aveirub, and Mitzad the Yishuv Shalom, they're not worse. That's why the Teres Chaim says that that's why the Mishnah is talking about Ritzeach, because Kainz and Eisle Kippah is Dafka Ritzeach. Why don't they just say, Kol Chayv and Mises Shinesarvu Bacherim? It's Peturim, because you don't have a Yehuda, but Kain Tzeneis L'Kippa, it's only Dibber Yitzech. But the Shail is, L'maisa, the Rabbanon say, you're not Kain Tzeneis L'Kippa, and L'maisa, the Gemara's maskana was, the Shlokish says, Banim T'kam L'Pligi D'Petiri. So everyone's masking that you're not Kain Tzeneis L'Kippa, but why not? L'chaya, we're dealing with the Vader Yitzech, all of them are Nigma Dinai, and one of them is Loi Nigma Dinai, but also, we know he's a Yitzech. What's wrong with being Kain Tzeneis L'Kippa? So the Adrama says that by kibbutz, dafka when you have edim, you have edus miyachedus, you don't have asra, but you have edim, and you're able to make a gemara and din al pi the edim ba'ape. In other words, the other man is saying that the din of kibbutz also needs a gemara and din b'fanav, which is the chayyur chiddush, because the chayyur kibbutz is not the pshat that it's a real mises bezdin. It's just to. Make sure that the Ritzeach has to get killed. That's also Shkosi Shalalam. That's how he teaches the Gemara. That's why it's Pater. That is the Chazinish in Simon Chaf Aleph, Ais Hey. He says that he holds that a keeper has all the Chayim of Din and Nefashis and all the 10 things. Lagabi the Din of all the 10 things in the Mishnah earlier in the fourth paragraph in the Aflamid Beis. Lagabi the Din of Matan al Pishnaim Luchla. L'chayva and al pi echad l'schus and l'gabed a din of machziyun l'schus ve'im machziyun l'chayva and l'gabed a din of talmud is malam mitzchus and kabi malam mitzchayva and all these things the vitzilu eda applies to a keeper also, and it means the raya from the gemara in gittin daf chav ches. The gemara in gittin was talking about keeper, at least that's what Rashi says, and the gemara there says that the reason why we don't assume that he died is because dil mechazi schus, and Rashi says it is sus ratzu mamidai. And he brings a raya from this Gemara, because he's learning the Gemara like the Yad Rama, and he says, that you see from this Gemara, you need the Gemara Dina, it has to be b'fanav. Vayis Deis, if a keeper, you need the Gemara Dina b'fanav. And the Brisk Rav in Zvachim, also in the beginning of the 8th paragraph of Zvachim, the Fayinam and Beis in Zvachim, also says the same thing as Mitzadah, the same thing. That's the Yisoid, why they patted, because keeper needs the Gemara Dina b'fanav. But he says that Rashi says not that way. Because Rashi, the Maskel de Ptiri, he says the reason why they patted him, Rashi says, because it's Vitzilu Eida. The fact that Brisker Rav doesn't understand the Rashi. What's the Vitzilu Eida? They're all right slim. That most of them are Nigma Dina, and this one even is not Nigma Dina, but already have the Eida, so already Nasim and Nasim Adav, and they know he's a Ritzeach. What's the Vitzilu Eida? No one's saying he's not a Ritzeach. So he means to ask me, Manushach, if you talk and need a Gemara Din Befana for Kippah, so why don't have to come on Vitzilu Eida? Elamai, you don't need a Gemara Din Befana for Kippah, so where is the Vitzilu Eida? The Chayy very shveh, how do you learn up Rashi that he stores in Vitzilu Eida, the reason why the Ptiri, and the Chayy means the reason why the Ptiri, meaning why there's no Kippah, because why there's no Misa, we know why there's no Misa, because ain't Gemma Dinah Shalana Mela B'fanav. He's the Chayy explaining why there's no Kippah, and he says Vitzilu Eida, what's the Pshat in Rashi? So I think Pshat in Rashi is like this, that Be'etzim, to make a Gemara Din for Kippah, Yitaka need fun of, because Gemara didn't always needs the fun of. But Rashi before that says v'kevin ritzeichu. Rashi says shere kiblu edus v'nasna v'nasna b'daver. In other words, Rashi is bothered. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say you kindness them l'kipa? Because the old ritzchem, how do you know he's a ritzeich? There was no Gemara din. So Rashi says because since he had a kabbalas edus in the masu matan, that tells you he's a ritzeich. That's genug to put him in a kippah. So then now they were saying the kuli alma the b'tiri zok Rashi because held v'kechad l'nig medinai. So Rashi is saying, because even though we have a Kabbalah's Eidus and an Asna and Asna Medavar, but since we're missing the final stage, we're missing the Gemara Din, that's called a Raya L'schus. There we have Vitzilu Eida. So why not Taka do the final stage and do the Gemara Din? That's because it's Shaloi B'fanav. There's no such thing as the Gemara Din Shaloi B'fanav. But kol kamu were missing a gemara din, be'etzem fakibi, you wouldn't need a gemara din. A gemara din is for misa. But when you don't have a gemara din, so that's called a schus, ein loch schus, godel mizem, for that you have a tzilu eda. The ma'isa is a little bit shver in svara, because the reason why I don't have a gemara din is a technicality. The ma'isa, you could go through the process of the gemara din and know for sure. So if be'etzem etzad, the din kibi, you don't need a gemara din. So why does Vitzilu Eda say that you need a Gemara Din? I'm not sure, but I think as I stated in Rashi, you put the two Rashis together. Rashi says at the time why you are Machtas in Lekipa, where the Gemara says, because Kevin the Reitzchen Inu. And Rashi explains, he's a Ritzach, even though we don't have a Gemara Din, but you have a Kabbalah's Edis and Nasav and Nasav Dov, it's Genug to say he's Ritzach Lekipa. And then Rashi explains the time the other way, to Ptiri, because since you don't have a Gemara Din, it's called a Schus. It's not tashpshat that we be'etzim have a suffix, but it's called a schus, ein lo schus godel mizev, rachmanav v'tzilu eid, v'tzil eid is mechayiv, that you can't kill him without a gemara din, even though the killing is a kippah, and be'etzim you wouldn't need a gemara din. That's l'chayr shteit in Rashi. So b'kitzer, the reason why the Gemara thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he could be kindness on the kippah is, because for kippah you don't need a gemara din, or kapanim you don't need a gemara din. But fun of that's what the Gemara thought. But there are banan that say you potter in the maskana. Everyone holds you potter. The Yadra Ramah says stam because kippah also you need a gemara din. But fun of you need a gemara din. But fun of by kippah and as they state in the Chazinish and the Biskarav. But the Biskarav's father Rashi says with tzilu eida. So I'm learning up in Rashi that be'etzim the din of kippah be'etzim doesn't need a gemara din. But kol kama you don't have the gemara din. If then that's called a schus, you could use Vitzilu Eda to save him from the keeper because you don't have a gemara din. Hagabonim, the maskanas of gemara is that a ritzach shaloi nigma dinai that was assigned with the other ritzkim shnigma dinam apatul legami, and that's what the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalanuch ritzach lakazayin. And the Rambam says at the end, v'oishun es kulon, you lock them all up. Shalos, where did the Rambam get that from? The Kesav Mishnah says he got it because it says in this parak she'ishem esamaka bebeisah seyam miyat, and that's talking about somebody who hit somebody ba'efin that he be'evenay be'egreif and v'lo yomus v'nafal amishkav. So in that case, he hit him a makas misa and he didn't die. So you have to lock him up because maybe he's going to die and then he'll be mechayev a misa. So the Keren Ayur in Zvachim brings it down. He's bothered with the Ram Gav Vayishnei Simiyad. And he said the Kesav Mishnah's Mekar L'Chayr doesn't apply here. That's talking about we had Edom and Asra, and the thing is he didn't die yet. So you lock him up because in case he dies, then you're going to be mechayev a misa. So that's why you lock him up. The vile, he shouldn't escape. So Shvayel to mechayev a misa. Mashenkin, they're not chayev misa. They're potef a misa. There's no way to mechayev the misa. Where's the Ram getting you should lock them up? The Aruch Haner, Eifenart, says that that's how the Rambam learned Kainz and Eisel Akiba. He didn't learn like Rashi that Kainz and Eisel Akiba means like the Kiba we have on Pe'alaph and Mabez that you give him, you starve him to death, that you give him the Lechem Tzor and the Mayim Lachetz and the Sarim at Shibaka Kresai. He learned Kainz and Eisel Akiba means you lock him up in jail. But it's a pella because the Gemara says that was Rabbi Huda Sheet, the Kainz and Eisel Akiba. The Meister Abundant say Yapat, and even the Gemara says, but Adam Kama Pleed the Petiri. So how could that be the pshat in the Rambam? Why would the Rambam pass in kinds of nice to keep up? But the Ar Sameach says about Shein Pshat. He says the Rambam said early in Perek Beis that someone who hires a hitman to kill somebody or someone's kavsus chaver v'nichlef ne'ari, like we had before in the Gemara, the different times that you putter. So he says a sheifik damim that vayne riga biyadeh rechayiv misiv dey shemayim, but they don't have misiv bezdin. And he says that if the melech wants to kill them, but didn't malchus, he's allowed to. And then he said, if the melech didn't kill them, and it was lo yisus shatzricha lechazik adaver, so bezin is still mechuyev lakaisa maka rabba krevu lemisa v'lesher oisim amatsu amatsu kshanim rabbis. They have to put him in jail for many years. V'letzarim b'chol minei tzar. L'chay, that's a pshan the Rambam, the oisin oisam, because they are reitzchim. Most of them were nigma dina ritzicha, and the other one wasn't nigma dina, but that was a technicality. You can't kill them. But you can lock them up, like you lock up any ritzeach, which is part of Misa. So let's go weiter. Rish Lakish says that we're talking about a shor shaloi nigma dina yishinasai v'shor mechem shenigma dina. We're talking about a shor that was not nigma dina v'shvor mechem shenigma dina. By an adam avadi is pater, by a shor, that's the shayla. The Rabbanon hold that they're pater. because ain't goyim and dinish hashayel b'fanav. Therefore, they're all patur. And Yehuda says, "Kain sinais l'kipa." So Taisus brings down that the Rivam asked the kasha to Rabbeinu Tam that here in the Gemara says that when you have that a shor shaloi nigmar dinai, that's Messiah with shvarim shenigmar dinam, even though most of the shvarim were nigmar dinam, but you have one shor shaloi nimidim in between them, so they all become pater. And the Gemara in Zvachim says fakert. The Gemara in Zvachim says that when you have Zvachim, when you have Karbanis, and one shor and niskel gets mixed up in the Karbanis, all of them have to be put to death. So what's the pshat? Here the Gemara says that even if you have all the shvarim that are nigmar dinam and one shor shaloi nigmar dinam gets in between them, already they're all potter. And there it says that if you have all these karbanis, and there it's talking about even karbanis, here we're just talking about behemoth schulin, if they were talking about even karbanis, you're messing up 1,000 karbanis because of one shor niskel between them, you put them all to death. What's the pshat? As I affect the Rivam Akash. And because of that, the Rivam changed the girsa here. He said there was a sefer Yoshin had the girsa change. And Avada, if you have one shor that was nigma dinai, they're all going to be asi and musukulim, like it says in Zvachim. But the girsa of the Gemara is that the shor that was nigma dinai, the shor that was loy nigma dinai was a sign with shvarim acherim stamazai. So now there is no shor niskel here, because all the shvarim are regular kshayrim. And you have one shor that was loy nigma dinai that's here. And you can't be going in a din of the shor al b'fanav. So Mameli, you patter them all. And if you know the Chiddush, since Sfarat is a Sharet, is there supposed to be Niskal? See, a kindness in Lakipa, even though there was no Gemara Din. So the Brisker Rav there in Zvachim, it's the same Taiz in Zvachim, Shtal Tzachav, that what's Rivam's Kasha Bechlal? That Gemara, it says, Yemusu Kulin, is not talking about Mrs. Bezdin. That Gemara means that they're all Isuri Hanah. And a Chanami, if one Sharet that was Nigma Din, and one Sharet Niskal in all these Sfarim, they're all Asa Banah, because it's not Batal, but Chayim aren't Batal. And Mameli, everything's Asa Banah. But Agamar says, Paitrim, you don't have no din Mrs. Bezdin. There's no din Mrs. Bezdin. What's a shaykhus of two things? I think the Rivam was naming on that if it's us but not anyway, so why not stone them all? You can't do anything with them. So why not stone them all and you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah Skila with the Shvarim that was Nigmedina or the Shvarim that were Nigmedinai? The Akabana Benetam wants to say, I know that maybe you go Basarayiv, it's only by Kachim you don't go Basarayiv. Benetam is Marechalat with a lot of Terutzim to the Kasha. He says one pshat that you patter them because gzeir shvarim atu adam. That's why you don't give a skila, because if they give skila to the shvarim, so they'll give skila to people also. And that gemara, since it's taught by karbanis, and karbanis people might be nichshol and then in meila, so maybe that's why you have to kill them. And then he says another thing, that a shor niskel is not asa michayim. You can have enough from a shor niskel till it dies. And the shayim all talk about it. They all are going to be in a time. They hold the shor niskel is asa michayim. But in a time says it's big yisayid that a shor niskel is not asa michayim. So Mele and that Gemara, where it's Karbanis, anyway there's an Isser Anah because it's a Karban, and you can't bring them as a Karban because it's a Shor Niskel there, so Mele, you have to kill them all. Mashen can hear, you don't have to kill them because until they die, the Mutta Ba'anah. But it's a bissel shver to me, the whole Arichas of Rabbeinu Tam, because it's Mashmi Hosevei Lameisa, L'chayr, the Gemara in the end says clearly like the Girsam, like the Pshat that the Rivam says, L'chayr, it's only a Shail in the Havimina. The Miri reads it with a Clarkite. He says Rabbeinu Tam, L'chayr, it's only in the Havimina. The Chayla Maskana, everyone's masking to this din that Sharish Nigma Dinish Nisar Vishwar Mechayim Ma'al Yisaiklanais. And the Gemara says that Mefurish in Rav is Maskana. It's only in Mishlakish. Mishlakish said, according to Ag Yirsa, that the Machlaikis is a Sharish Nigma Dinish Nisar Vishwar Mechayim Shinigma Dinan. They either are Banan Pat to everyone. And Abiyudah says, Kain Sinaisa Lakipa. But that's only in Mishlakish. The Chayin Rav, it's Mefurish not the way. In Rav, it's Mefurish that even one Shor that was Nigma Dina and it's a Sarah Vashor Mechayim Aliyah is cycling cool, like we'll see. Al Kabbanim, Rav didn't like the Pshat, because if we're talking about Shvarim, so what does it mean the Braisa that's said on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, with Seyachshin, a Sarah Vacherim, Kulam Pturim, and Abiyasi says, I feel Abba Chalafta Benayim. Even if my father Chalafta was such a big tzaddik, it's Benayim, they're also Kulam Pturim. That doesn't have any pshat according to Rish Lakish. So Rav says a whole new pshat. Ritzayach shenasayav ba'achayim kulam turim and kain sinaisel kibah is two different cases. Ritzayach shenasayav ba'achayim kulam turim is talking about a case not that the Ritzayach was nigma and dinai and was inside with someone else, but it's talking about in the original Ritzicha, we don't know who the Ritzayach was and who the innocent person was. It was Shnayim, Shayim, the Vyatsa Chetsu, Menayim, Vaharek, Shnayim, Turim. That's a case of the Mishnah Ritzayach, Shnasayim, Vacherim, that we never knew who the Ritzayach was. It was never Hooker. There was one Ritzach between two people, and we don't know who it is. And in that, Rabbeisi says, Richtig, I feel Abba Chalafta B'nei, even if one of them was a tremendous tzaddik, and the other was not such a tzaddik. But it doesn't matter, we don't know who it is, we pata both of them. And then, the Kain Sinai Slakib is going on a new din, that the Rabbanan say that Shosh Nigmed Dinai Shin Asai Meshvar Mechayim Al Yisaiklu Naisam. Even if there's one Shor that's Nigmed Dinai, that's Asai with the other Shvarim, you give them all skila. Even though Ravid Ashvarim a potter, but what's the difference? You like to kill a shor. I mean, it's only maybe al smaltashkas, whatever. But here, anyway, once is a teruvis of a shor in iskol, the rishayim and emming on, and this is lechay and alak Rabbeinu Tam that was saying different aterim. That's what I was bothered. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to be going the maskana, but the rishayim explained this din because once a shor in iskol is nesarim, balachayim aren't bottle, and they hold that a shor in iskol is awesome mechayim. And anyway, everything's awesome by Noah. So yeah, you have to kill them anyway. Might as well stone them all, and that way you'll be Mekayim the Din Skila with the Shor HaNiskel. And Rabbi Yehuda Mekayim Tanei Sula Kippur, Rashi says, since Lamaisa there's only one Shor that's supposed to be Niskel, Roi Vidishvarim not supposed to be Niskel, so you're not Machiach Bezen to recycle them, you just bring them to the Kippur and you kill them, you starve them to death out of hunger. So on the din of Shnayim Shaim the Yatzah Chetzu B'Neim V'Horeg, I saw an interesting aura from Rav Shmuel Zavsky. He brings down Ar Sameach, Perek Dal Nol Chesed Esolach Aleph, and also the Zeche Yitzchak says this in Simen Yud Ches Anaf Beis, that we had a sugya earlier in the end of the fourth Perek, that the Mishnah says that you can't kill on Yidei Umdana. And the Rambam Shita is, even an Umdana Berura, even an Umdana Vados, is Xerius Akasov that you can't kill on Yidei Umdana, even Umdana Vados. He brings this one of the Tari Gvitzis he holds. We spoke about it then at the end of the fourth Perek. That's the Rambam Shita. It's in Perichov, Hilchas and Ejin Alacha Aleph. It's in the Sefer Mitzvah, Simon, Mitzvah Reish, Loisa Sey Reish Tzaddik, that he learns that from Noki Vitzaddik Al Tarig, that there's a din that a Bez is not Einshem, Oimed Adas, El Pe Eden Beria Brua, even if it's Mamish Klar. So the Ar Sameach and the Zech Yitzchak say that's Dafka Mises Bezdin. But Kippa, that even Edus, which is not Edus Ria, even Edus from Umdana, is good enough for Kippa. Because any Edus that's Kasha V'din Imamnes is good enough for Kippa. Just like you find Edus Miechedes, or Edus Hochesh B'dikais. And that's not good enough for Din Imamnes. Because Edus, it says, L'yumas Alpi Eidachad. I mean, that's not good enough for Nefashis. L'yumas Alpi Eidachad. That there's a din, that Misa has to be with Edus together. But for Mamanis, it's good enough. So who in an Umdana, which is good enough for Mamanis, is good enough for Kippa, even though it's not good enough for Nefashis. That's what the Achreinim say. So Pshua Zavsky is a little bothered by this. He says, Mechatesa, Mechayr, Kippa is Dini Nefashis. Mustam means the Bezen Shalchav Gimel. Like we said from the Chazanish, it needs all the Chumris of Dini Nefashis. Mustam, there's a din, Edus Michan, this is this Kasha by Kippa. I think that pshat is richtig though, because legabe shafing a din of din in nefashis exeris akasev you need riyah. That's why edus mechedes doesn't work because you don't have the riyah together. The umdana, like we're saying, is not the pshat that we have a suffix if it really happened or not. We don't have a suffix. It's a din exeris akasev you need riyah. That's exeris akasev legabe the din of din in nefashis. Legabe kippa, once you see that edus mechedes is good, you don't have that exeris akasev. And a chashav b'dikas and not a chashav b'chiris is good. So who would an umdana, which is be'etzim, yeah, klarizach, it's exeris akasav, nokiv etzadik al tarik, that exeris akasav is only a Mrs. Bez and a kippa. That's them done the arsameach and the Ritzel Panovitcha. Now, Shulzavsky asks that agamar that says that afilo abba chalafta b'neim, it doesn't work, l'charid ibshad is, it's umdana. So, and a chenami, you can't be mechayev the second one, b'dini nefashis. But why can't you be kindness eisel kippa? Why did it say that he's potter, but he can't say eisel kippa? Elamai umdana doesn't work for kippa also. That's tiny of shuuzavski and he bleib shver. That was in the shir, and in the notes, they have it on the bottom of the shir of shuuzavski. I have what he wrote in the notes. There he said that lechay it's not so shver, because even for dine mominis, we pask an umdana doesn't work. Only an umdana vadois works for dine mominis. That's what we paskin. If Acha holds Gamal Oicha Ben Egmal and Midush is a Hargoy, that you could paskin with the Umdana Shein Egmur by Mominus. If it seems that way, circumstantial evidence is a Glaim Ladov, it's good enough. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rabbanan. The Gamal Oicha Ben Egmal doesn't work by Dina Mominus. Now, what works by dinim omnis is an umdana brua she'en kamayu, an umdana which you know 100% sure, you just didn't see it. There's no two ways about it. It's impossible for anything else to have happened. As the Rav Acha holds, as long as it's beyond reasonable doubt, that's good enough, even though it is shayich that it didn't happen. But no, it has to be beyond any doubt, reasonable or unreasonable. But that's for ominous. Hashem given a fascist, even when it's beyond any doubt, but Lamaisa, there was no Riyah, Lamaisa coming on to Umdana, even though it's without any doubt, that's the Rambam Shita that doesn't work for the fascist. That's what the Achrayim are saying, that for keep it's good enough. Hashem given an Umdana like this Gemara of Abba Chalafta, it's not, though it's unlikely Abba Chalafta killed him, but it's not impossible. It could be Abba Chalafta was the one that killed him. So in this case of Abba Chalafta, it's not the Pshat is beyond any doubt klal. It's beyond any reasonable doubt. It doesn't make sense that Abba Chalafta should do it. So we have an Umdana, Erglayim Adav was the other guy. That we Paskin doesn't work for Mamanis also. So Mela Kolshken, it wouldn't work for Kippa. And Mela, it's not Shver. This Gemara on the side of the Achrenim. So Begitza, Rava learns up the mission like this. It's section of Sarev Ba'acherim, Kulam Baturim means that Chetz came out from two people. Kulam Baturim means because you don't know who did it, and even Abba Chalafta Benem, and Umdin is not enough to Mechayev the other guy. And then there are Banold another din that Ashur Shenigma and Dinaish and Sarev Meshorah Mechayev Ma'alya, they're all Cyclonaisam. And if you this is kind of nice to the keeper, there are Banold say Cyclonaisam, even the Ravenam and Ampanay Skila, but since all anyway else about no, so why not Mechayev and Mitzvah Skila? You're going to get the mitzvah skila on the one that Taka deserves skila. And Yudah says, no, since Rav don't deserve skila, you're not matriach them, you're kind to nice little keeper. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, and we have a Brisa saying the same thing that Rava said. Parish and Misav Akach Yolda, a par that killed and then gave birth, and Mashalay Nigmadina Yolda Vlad Mutter, if she gave birth before the Gemara Din, the Vlad is Mutter, Imish Nigmadina Yolda Vlad Asir, but if she gave birth after the Gemara Din, the Vlad is Asir, because the Gemara Din is Chal and the Vlad also, because Ubi Erechim Rashi says. Nisayev v'cheyev v'cheyev v'cheyev. Let's say the Vlad is Nisayev with the other Shvarim, and even other Shvarim with other Shvarim. Kulanes, kain tzenei sel kippa. You kain tzenei sel kippa, you kill them all. Rabbazim Shimonam, v'nes bezim v'seiklanei say, v'kayit, you bring into bezim and give them skila. So the Gemara wants to bring v'tanya b'nin chusa, that this is the same thing that Rav is saying. As the Rav is learning of the Machlekes in the Mishnah, when a Shor Shenigma Dinesh and Nisayev v'shvarim v'cheyev, did they get skila? Or you can't say the keeper. Here's the same machlekes over here by the shor. The Vlad was a sarev b'achirim that Tanakam says can't say the keeper. That goes like a Yehud in the Mishnah. And Lezim Shimon says mevina is the best of cycle. And that goes like the Tanakam of the Mishnah. But there's a shverkan in the Rambam because the Rambam paskins like the Tanakam in the Mishnah. Shor shloinig medina shin sarev b'shor mechirim kulam p'turim. That's if the shor was loy nigma dinish in the sarev v'shvarim achayim malia. But if it was nigma dinim akin the sarev achayim fibel of kul niskalin. That's like the Mishnah. They all become niskal. That's what the Rambam says in Nuchas Iskei Mamim Perik Yad Alpha Locha Yud. But in Locha Yud Beis he says that Nocha v'misav akach nesarev if it was negeach and v'misav akach nesarev im actually nigma dinish sarev v'yol the kaitig ma'adin v'od the mutter. I think Gemara says because the Vlad was Nisabra after the Nikicha and it was Neilin before the Gemara Din, and that's about the Mutter. The older Acha Gemara Din, Vlad Asa, Shubi Erechimahu. And if it's Neilin after Gemara Din, the Vlad is Asa, because Ubi Erechimahu, and Nisar Vlad Zebachayim, Kainzin is cool, Nikipat Shiyamusrisha. So Chayit Shvei, the Gemara says that this case by Vlad, the Brisa says, Tanakamis says, Kainzin is Kipataka, and Abuzer Shimon says, Mevina is the best of a cyclone, son. So why the Rambam Paskin by the Shor itself, the Rambam Paskin is that a Shor Shenig Medinish and the Sarevim Shor Mechayim, the Rambam says you cycle all of them. But by the Vlad, he doesn't say you cycle all of them. He says that you can't say cool in the Kippah. What's the Pshat? So the Mechaschinich asks Kasha in Mitzvah and Beis. And he says that the Rambam wanted a Paskin like the Tanakam of the Mishnah, that's the Chachamim. So Melo by the Shori Paskin cycling Kulam. But Leilich Yisrael by the Vlad, there the Tanakam of the Brisa says, Kainz Nesel Kippa, and the Bezer of Shimon, the Yachit says, Mevina is the best of a cycle Nesel. So they wanted to pass like the Tanakama. And what's the Chilik? So Mechas Chilik says a story like this, that the Shor itself that killed, even though it's a sire with Roiv Shvarim that didn't kill, but there's a din of Be'at Rami Kirbechen that tells you to go and make a Skila. Meshengi in the Vlad, even though the Vlad is Mechuyiv Skila, But Akoponim is no din of Yatra Mikabecha, because the Vlad wasn't the one that was Negeach Bechlal. The Vlad was in Saba Amthin and Gicha. So since the Vlad was in Negeach, Enechanami is Mechuyiv Skila, but you don't really have a din of Yatra Mikabecha, and the male, if it's in Sarev Bacherim, you don't do Skila. That's like the Minchas Kinach. Now, Biskirov there, in Zachem Nafayin, he says more Pashit. He says that the din of the Vlad is only. Ubi Yechimah can only give it a din that it's Asubano. Ubi Yechimah can't give it a din that it's Niskal. Ubi Yechimah means that it's also just like the Imah is also the Chalais Isser is Chal. Now, saying in a Chiv to be cycled, then it can't get out of Ubi Yechimah. He's Medayik in the Rashi. Rashi, the Maskal Vodah, also says the Ubi Yechimah, the Gamu Nesar Bigmai Din Imah. It says it's Nesar. Don't say it's cycling. But it's Shrey on both the Minchas Chinuch's Chilik, that he says there is a din skila, Balkoponim is no din abiyatra or mekubecha, so when it's nisarev, there won't be a din skila. Or even on the Brisky Rav's chilik, that Bechlal is no din skila on the Vlad, because Rabbi Achima just gives it a chalais isser, no, I can't give it a din skila, but the Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara, when it said that Rav is pshat in the Mishnah, that shor shenigma dinish nisarev shor mechelim kulam niskalim, and Abudis is kainsens lukipa, and it says, vatanya benichusa, in this case of a shor shemis of akach yolda, that imish nigbin the yolda vlada asur, and there it says a sarav bacherim is kain says the keeper. The blessed Shimon says cycling isam, and the Gemara seems to put the two together. So how could the Rambam be mechalik and say by the shor itself there's a din of cycling kulon, mashenkin by the vlad there's a din of kain says nice the keeper when the Gemara puts the two together? As I think the Brisky Rav in his own pshat, and the Chayitz also shrein the Minchas Chinuch's pshat. No. The Brisky Rav is really mechavim to the Yad Ramah. Because the Yad Ramah here says, Mamish is swore of the Brisky Rav. He says, even if it's Asa Ba'no of Agav the Gmaring Din, but Skila won't, because it wasn't Ima B'shas Negicha. Ubi Yerachima could only make a Chalais Yisr, no, it can't make a Chalais that it was Niskal if it wasn't there B'shas Negicha. But the Yad Ramah learns Pshat in the Gemara, that when it says Nisarev Ba'cherim is not going on the Vlad. Nisarev Ba'cherim is going on the Aim. Saying two dinim in the Brisa. One din is parish mizgach yolda, that a machaloinim with dini yolda vada mutter, machaloinim with dini yolda vada asa. That's one din, and that's with the Vlad. Nisar v'chem is not going on the Vlad. Nisar v'chem is going on the aim. But then, it's mamish that machlaikis of kainz nais l'kipa, or maybe it's bezim v'cycle nais. And that's where the Adrama says that the Vlad, you can't learn it's going on the Vlad, because the Vlad, there can't be a din skila, ubi erchima can't give it a din skila, only din isra'na. The Briskrov is mechavin to the Adrama. But the Rambam is not mashmilit the way, because the Rambam says the din of kainz and isa l'kipa by the case with the Vlad is nesarev. If the Gemara was talking about the ain and the din is cyclone isa, so why does the Rambam say a din which isn't in the Gemara that when the Vlad is nesarev is kainz and isa l'kipa? According to the Yad Ramah, that din is not in the Gemara anywhere. The Gemara is talking about if the aim is nesarev, and we paskin the Tanakhamis is kainz and isa l'kipa, and we paskin like a buzzer of Shimon that it's neskolin, the old neskolin. And never talks about if the Vlad's in Sarev. The Rambam that says that when the Vlad's in Sarev, you can't say to keep it, it's mashmi, learned that way the Gemara. And still, as you mechalat in the Vlad and the aim, the Chayit Shvei, how can you mechalat in the Vlad and the aim when the Gemara doesn't say that? But the emesis is a grach al hashas that says a different pshat, that says, that's mechalat between if the Ubu is there, b'shas and negicho or not. And Chaim says like this, the Gemara's mavur, there's two cases of a Vlad being niskal. One case is Rav's case of Vlad and Nagachas also he of Vlad the Nachu, Vlad and Vas also he of Vlad the Nirvu. That when the Vlad was there, Bishas and Nagicha. And there, even if it was Nailed before the Gemar Din, that was what the Gemara's Kasha was, even if it's Nailed before the Gemar Din, it's still a Din Skila. That's the Gemara. The Gemara had a Kasha from the Brysa to Rav, because the Brysa said that if it's Im Achaloy Nigba Din Yold of Vlad the Mutter, Rav says that Vlad and Agachas also, he who Vlad the Nachu, so even if it was Yolda Kaidig Ma'ad, then it's also. So that's one case of Vlad and Agachas, if it was there, Bishas and Negicha. The second case is when it wasn't there, Bishas and Negicha, it was Ibra after Negicha, and the Vlad was there, Bishas and Gmaidin, and the male is also Ubi Erech Imai. So the Rambam holds, if it's also, if it wasn't there, Bishas and Negicha, it was also because of the Gmaidin. So there, you can't make a chalais skila. You can't make a din that it's niskal tzubi erchimah. That would just make it a isa asa ba'ano. But if the Vlad was there, b'shas and negicha, then Avadah has a din skila. So the Rambam learns that Nesayev Vachem is talking about a case where the Vlad Vazir B'Shas Negicha. It's a little bit straight to learn the Braisa that way, because the first part of the Braisa, the Gemara is saying, it's talking about the Vlad wasn't there B'Shas Negicha. It's talking about the Vlad Vazir B'Shas Negicha Din. But Nesayev Vachem is a new case where the Vlad Vazir B'Shas Negicha. Then there's a Chiyuv Skila. That's where Reb Chaim learns. It's doing very good in the Rambam that way. The Rambam Mefurish, and Halacha Yudi talks about the Shor. And then in Halacha Yud Alf, he says, Parmu Beresh Misa Sa'adam, Hari Uber Kamaya, Hiva Arba Nichu, Hiva Arba Nibra, Hari Uber Kamaya, that means the Kaz Mamash Adin Skila. And then it says, Nochav Misa Vakak Masarbra. Then it says, in Mashalonim, we didn't salve all the Kaidig Ma'adim Vada Mutter. The Rambam just says Vlad Asr. Doesn't say Kamaya. He says Vlad Asr. Sheubi Erech Imayu. It's Asr. Doesn't say that it's Niskal. When Asar Vlad Zeh Bachayim, Kai says Kol Mekibat Shemusu Sham. So Reb Chaim is doing the end of the Braisa that says Asar Bachayim is not going back on the case with a Vlad which she was Ibra after the Negicha and the Vlad was there B'Shas Gemar Din. It's going on the case where it was Muberis already B'Shas Negicha. There's a chiv skill on the Vlad because who Vlad the Narchu? That's Reb Chaim Zishev on the Rambam. So there's the Maskana Segemara that if the Ubu was there b'shas to Negicha, so then it's killed, that's who Vlad the Narchu. And if the Ubu was there b'shas to Gemara Din, then it's killed, that's Ubi Erech Imai. There's a big shayl in the Rishayim, Taisus here, the Maskal Ubi Erech Imai talks about it by Richas and other Rishayim here, and also the Rishayim in Chul. And there's a big problem because a lot of places the Gemara is Mashri Paskin Ubi Erech Imai, and the Gemara in Chulin. Nafnan Ches is Mashra, we pass in Uba Lavi Erechimai, because when the mother is Trefa, we pass in the Vlad is Mutter. And Taiz's first Mahalach is that normally you pass in Uba Erechimai. A Trefa is different, because since the Vlad has its Chias on itself, so it can't be Asa, it's Trefa, because it has its Egen Chias. And Taiz at the end brings Rabbeinu Tam, that Paskin's Bederkal Uba Lavi Erechimai. And Taiz's doesn't go through the Arichas here, but Taiz's in Bava Kamadaf from Zion explains that Rava's din of he who vlad the nirvu, he who vlad the nachu, is not tall in Ubi Erechimai, even if he'll do Balavi Erechimai, but since it was there b'shas in Negicha, so he participated in the Negicha, and since it was there b'shas to Revia, it was nene from the Revia, so Mela, the vlad is mamish in Negeich and the nirvu itself. But Taisus here in the beginning, the first Taisus here that passes Ubi Erechimai, Nemza Faker, that Rava holds, since he holds he of Vlad Nachu, he of Vlad Nirvu, that only goes to what's Ubi Erechimai. Now there's two cases. It's Ubi Erechimai when you have the Gemara Din on the mother is Chal on the Vlad. And you have another Din of Ubi Erechimai, that the Negich of the mother, the Vlad is also considered Negech, just like the mother, it's Ubi Erechimai. But it has to go to what's Ubi Erechimai. So the Teres Chaim here is Mayach a little bit. He says he doesn't understand Taizim Bavakama. How could you say the Vlad is Negech? The Vlad is Negech Bechlau. Bishleim, if it's one big goof, so Mela, you say the entire goof of the behemoth participated in the Negicha. But if you say Uba Lavi Erechim, it's a separate goof, the Uba was, the Uba didn't know anything. The Uba was folded up inside the mother without any participation in the Negicha Bechlau. It didn't know anything. How could you call it being Negech? And Nirva also. It's a Pella. The Uba was a Nirva Bechlau. The mother was Nirva. The Uba was a Nirva. What's the pshat in that? Teres Chaim is very schwer and Teres Chaim a Kamadaf Mem Zayin that says that he Vlad can Nachu, he Vlad and Irvu doesn't have to come on to Ubi Erechimai. What's the pshat in that? Then this is the stipler in Ksuvah Simeon Gimel. He brings even a bigger kasha, brings from the Sefer in Ner Mitzvah, that even if he can consider the Vlad did participate in the Negicha, which is the Chayr Shver, the Chayr not do with the Negicha, it was inside the mother, it wasn't Negech. But even if you say, yeah, there's a halacha that a shoret standin is kosher l'mizbech. If you have a bullfight and you train the bull to fight, so that's called an einus. That's called not that the shoret is an achen. You ate stran. You told it to be negech. A shoret standin is kosher. There's no din shoret niskol in that case. So yes, the vlad had no choice in the matter. Even if you say the Vlad did the Negicha, but the Vlad didn't decide to do a Negicha, it shouldn't be worse than Sharet Stadin. It's a Negicha Ba'inis. It shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Zvayishved. And the Stipla in Simon Yud Gimel and Ksuvis, he wants to answer Alpi the Ran in Chulin, he wants to say, even Lagabe, the case of if someone is, if Eved can't be mezaka and a shtar shikhar for another Eved miyad rabbi shaloi. If the Eved's own master gives him a shtar shichur for another Eved, it doesn't work because the Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi, and it never left the master's hand. But still, the Gemara says you can mishacher the uber of a shivcha because it's nasek hikmal echad meivareho. That's like giving it to the Eved itself, which does work. So that's a rai ubi erechimai. So the Ran says it's not an ubi erechimai because he says even if uber's lavi erechimai, it's still yodai ki yada. What's the pshat in that? If it's ubi lavi erechimai, so what's the pshat yodai ki yada? It's a different goof. So the Stipe says a gavaldigi yisayin. Ubi erechimai means if a chalais is chal in the mother, is that chal in the uber also? Is it one goof? So any chalais is chal in the mother is chal in the uber? Like a gemara din for misa, like hektish by kabbanis, you find this thing. If you could be makdish the mother to be a shlomim or a chatas, if that kachim is chalim the uber, so that's totally ubi erchima, ubi abi erchima. Ubi erchima is any chalais is chalim the mother is chalim on the uber also. It's one goof, it's one entity. Ubi abi erchima is two entities. So melek of a chalais to be chalim the mother, not be chalim the uber. But benegay the a maisa that the mother does, that blinds the uber's maisa. That's without Ubi Erechimai. Ubi Erechimai, Ubi Lav Erechimai is a pshat that it's a different guf. But still, it's genug attached to the mother that if the mother does a maisa, that blames Ubi to the maisa. Just like when a shor is negech, you don't say that the horn is negech, but the foot wasn't negech, the shor bit someone. You don't say the teeth did the biting, but the stomach didn't do anything. Teretz says it's one guf, it's one thing. The maisa is miyuchas to the whole shor. Even a part of the shor that didn't participate bechlal in the ma'isa, it doesn't matter. The ma'isa is miyuchas to the whole shor. So the ma'isa is miyuchas to the uber also. Even if the uber is considered a separate guf be'etzim, that you could have a chalois on the uber without the mother, a chalois on the mother without the uber. But a ma'isa that the mother does is miyuchas to the uber as well. And that's a pshan and taisis like the stipla, that who you vlad the nacha doesn't have to come on the ubi erechimai. Because it's two dinim. There's one din, any chalois that's chal, a hektish, an iser, treifus, a gemar din, all these chalaisin that are chal on the mother, they're chal on the uber derech memel, that if you hold uber yerechim, they're chal on the uber derech memel, if you hold uber lav yerechim, they're not necessarily chal on the uber, the uber could be considered a separate good for a separate entity. But when the mother does a maisa, so an entire mother does a maisa, that includes the uber. The uber is also considered the bala maisa. So that's the pshat, he avod the nachu, he avod the nirvu, the Baal, that's a maisa that the mother does, the Uber is also doing the maisa. So you don't say it's doing it ba'inis. The Baal, the mother is doing the maisa b'ratzin, the whole mother is doing the maisa b'ratzin, that includes the Uber. So Me'el Lefidis Yisayin, we could answer the Teres Chaim's kasha. It's not a kasha that the Uber didn't do the negicha. Avada, if the Uber is mamish and gansin separate, it didn't do the negicha. But the Uber is genug connected to the mother that a maisa that the mother does is miyuchas to the Uber, so the Uber did do the negicha, the Uber did do the revia. It's not a kasha that it was an einus on the negicha. It's one maisa negicha that wasn't done by einus, which is miyuchas to the Uber as well. That's the stipler's word. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah went further that what's the din if kol chai v'misish and sarva b'zehazeh nedoinim b'kalo. If you have two chai v'misis and then a sarva, you don't know which is mechuyiv, which misa. They need them, both the people that are in Asarev, all the people in Asarev need them with the most lenient Misa. Haneskolim bin Israfen. If let's say people that Mechayiv Skila on Asarev, people Mechayiv Shreifa, you don't know who's Mechayiv Skila, who's Mechayiv Shreifa. Reb Shimon, I'm Yudainim B'Skila. Shas Shreifa Chamura. Reb Shimon knows that Shreifa is Chamura. Like we had before, in the beginning of the seventh parak. And Mimela, they get skila, because skila is the chamayim, and dainim is shreif, which is skila chamura. And the Mishnah goes on. And the Gemara says, Masnul Rav Cheskel, Rami Brei, and Estrofen ben Eskolin, Rav Cheskel taught Rami, and Estrofen ben Eskolin, and Shemi dainim is skila, which is shreif chamura. So Amle Rav Yehuda, Abel, Tisnai Hachi, don't learn Estrofen ben Eskolin, because that would mean that Rav and Eskolin, anyway, so my image in the Shreif and Chamur, tabulate the Rub and Eskolin, and Elachi is nine Eskolin, and Estraf and Shimon Yedene Beskila, Shreif and Chamur. And the Gemara goes on. So it's a very interesting thesis. Thesis in the bottom of Pehemid Beis, he brings that the Rivom has the Kasha to Rabbeinu Tam. What's Takab Shat? We find in the Gemara in Chulin, that you go Basarai Vedin and Nefashis. So what's Takab Shat, then Eskolin and Estrafin, When Reiv on Israfin, still they get skila, even though Amid on Iskalim, because he died in Bekala. Why? Why don't you give everyone Shreifat's Reiv, you should go Bas Reiv? As a factory of Am. So Taisus here says two Turutzen. And Taisus also has the same kasha in Zvachim Daf Ayin and Echulin Daf Yiral from the base. And in Zvachim and Echulin, Taisus is Meisif another two Turutzen to the kasha. And I want to go through all four Turutzen. And the most simple teretz, which Taisus says in all three places, is Taisus' second teretz here. They don't go Bas Reiv because it's Kavua. Kol Kavua, Kamach Sal Machsa, it's Kavua. Aye, the Gemara says in Zvachim that by the Kol HaZvachim, that's Nisarvim Shara Niskal, it says, Yemusukul, and the Gemara says, Wani Yenech Bashinu Vene Dinu, Wani Yesend them away and make it called the Parish Ruba Parish. And the Gemara there says, Gzeir Shemikach Mena Kavua. So here also, he's saying that the answer is Kavua, so why don't we just make them Parish? And then you'll be able to give them Sreifa. So Taisus is to do it, either because you're not going to make it Parish to be Machmer on them, you leave it Kavua and you'll be Makel on them. Or the Pshat is Gzeir Shemikach Mena Kavua. But that's the Chaya Pasha the Teretz. So that's him, you'd go Basarayv and give them Sreifa. Now that's Kavua. What's Takib Shad and Taisus Kasha that he doesn't hold its Kavua and other Turutzim? Taisus says in other places, in Zvachim and other places, that the Kavua is only a Kavua Midarabanan there. It's only a Kavua Midarabanan because Midaraisa, anytime the Isser is not Nikir, you don't say Kavua Adarabi, you say that the Isser is Batal. So Bemis in the Kavu is only Kavu Midarabanan. So maybe Taisus wants to explain, even without Kavu, even Midaraisa, why he wouldn't be able to go Basarayv. But that's Taisus Teretz, the Parsha of Teretz is Kavua, and even though it's not Mekayim Nikr, but Midarabanan it's Kavua. Or maybe this Teretz holds Midaraisa it's Kavua, even though it's not Mekayim Nikr, Al-Kabanim, Teretz is Kavua. But Taisus' first Teretz here is interesting to Teretz. Taisus' Teretz is that you're not going to go Basarayv to Mechayiv someone that's completely innocent. It says, the Gemara there says, Arayi, go Basarayv since you kill a Ritzach. But how do you know? Maybe the one he killed was a Treifa. It's Arayi, go Basarayv. So there, killing a Treifa is also a Meisur Ritzicha. That's what Taisus means. As they state in Rambam, in Perek Beis, Nuchs Ritzach, killing a Treifa is also a Meisur Ritzicha. So he did a Meisur Ritzicha. Novice, then there's a ptur. There's a ptur. If killing a treif is a ptur, he's not called an nefesh. It's a ptur from the chi of misa. But the etzim averi did. The Rashaila said there's a ptur. So Raif takes away the ptur. But if you didn't do that averi b'chlal, you can't give him a misa because of a raif. As I state in Taisus. The Chassam Sefer in Chulin asks the Kasha, Lefizeh, what's the pshat in the Gemara that says, Maka aviv v'imai? Maka aviv. How do you know it's aviv? Maybe it's not an aviv. Maybe his mother was Mizana. Elamai you go basarayv and rayv bilas al chachar abal. So there the pshat is you go basarayv to mechayvim. I say you never did the issa maka aviv, it's not aviv. So you're being mechayv someone who bechlal didn't do an issa without the rayv. I mean he hit somebody, but that's not the issa bechlal, that's a completely different issa. So Zakhsam Seif in Chassan, we bound this muchzik that it's his father. And we know when it's his father, that's him. And that's an ungenomen. So that's called he did an issa. That's called he did an aveir. Novus then, you have a suffix, maybe it's not his father. That's a ptur. The suffix, maybe it's not his father, it's not a ptur. Pashas is his father. Even without going basarayv, it's called the Yidin Aveir. Novus, you have a ptur, because you have a suffix, you have a kshash, maybe it's not his father. Pashas, it is his father. So that's also called the Yidin Aveir. No, that's a technical ptur, because maybe it's not his father. So now the rayv can take off the ptur. But the rayv can't go and give an einish to somebody who otherwise bechlal didn't do the Aveir. These are the two terutzim that Taisus says here. Taisus Zvachim says in other terutz that if you're going to say Raiv, so kum Taisus, you're going to give everybody Sreifa. And that's a sheker, because somebody's not Mechliyiv Sreifa here. If you're going to say Raiv, you're going to give everybody Sreifa, and that's a sheker. So mainly, Raiv can't give anyone Sreifa. Raiv can't give everyone a Sreifa, because that's a sheker. Not everyone's Mechliyiv Sreifa. So since Raiv can't give everyone Sreifa, and how are you going to know who to give Sreifa to who not? So Mamela, you can't go Basarayv altogether. In Geshmak Yisvar, there are B'chanan in Ksuvah, in Kovit Shurim, Ksuvah, Ais Lamites, in Kovit Shurim, he asks, so what about the Gemara, that by Kol HaZvachim, Shinasar Vem Shara Niskel, it says, Yemusu Kulam, and the Gemara says, L'Cheshinu V'nai Dinu, why don't you make a Kovit, why don't you make them Parish, and call the Parish Meruba Parish? So there also, you're going to bring all the Karbanis, who will come at the Rav's telling you a Sheker. Because one of them is a Shara Niskel. So the emes is, he says, the Rosh asks the kasha, and the Rosh is ani chinami. When you get to the last two, you stop. So v'ekta b'chanan, so why don't you say the same thing here? So don't give everyone sreifa. Give sreifa one by one. When you get to the last one, you stop, and you don't give that person sreifa. Mele won't be a sheker. Hazakta b'chanan, aglat the teretz. That over there, the violet's kavua. Right now it's kavua. One of them becomes parish, called the parish muba parish. That's not a sheker. One of them becomes parish, called the parish muba parish. Then the next one becomes parish. Right, they call the parish muba parish. Until you get to the point where then it's a vade a sheker. But till then, you could be makif all the ones that are parish, because they're the only ones that are parish. So the rav's only passing on them. Mashenkin here, Taisus in the Kashen, and this teretz nemdon. That it's not kavua. Like we said, it's not mekayim nikah, so it doesn't bribe kavua. So kum dais the rave kapaskin right now on all of them. It's not that the rave is only passing on one. There's the same rave on every one of them. So mel, the rave is telling you a sheker. So then you don't go bust the rave. You see, in kaivit sa'aris, he explains in a place, the chilti chazak and rave. Chazak, you have a shnei shvilim, even though the chazak is telling you that each one is tar. You have shnei shvilim. One's tummy, one's tar. Two people walked in them. We don't know who walked on the tummy, who walked on the tar. They both have a cheskes tar. They're both tar. It's a sheker. So he says it's chaluk. By chazak, it's not the pshach chazak is mevar the suffik. Chazak is a din. It's a suffik, but we go about the chazaka. So memel, it doesn't matter that it's a sheker. Chazak is anyway not being mevar the suffik. Chazak is a din. You stay mecheskes tar. So it doesn't matter if it's a tati desashi. Mashekin rave is a beer. If the bir in Lamaisa Vinishvi is telling you something which is not true, so it's not a bir altogether. So you can't use that bir altogether. So that's the chilek he's saying in Kaivit Shurim, that when one is parish, the Maisa only being mevar that one. So that one, you have a raif, and the other ones are still kavua. Now Shaykin here, when ending on, it's not kavua. We're not going with kavua. So the Maisa have a raif on all of them. And to say that all of them in the shrafin is not true. So the raif doesn't work. The raif is telling you something's not true. It can't be mevar that way. A chazak is not being mevar. Chazak is telling you that this one you have a right to be misnayig that it's Torah, and this one you have a right to be misnayig that it's Torah. Ayin sestira, it doesn't matter. But a beer, if the beer is going to end up with something that's not true, it's can beer, so you can't use it all together. So these are the three turrets in the Vaila. The easiest teretz is because it's kavua, but then you're going to have to say that even though it's not nikum kaime, it's called kavua. Then you have in Chesanta Teretz that Rav could only work with Din Nefashis if someone really did the Avera. That a Shilas maybe is Potter anyway, the Rav can Mechayev him. But it can't be Mechayev someone that didn't do the Avera in Gansen. And then we have the Teretz of Taisen Zvachim that you can't use the Rav if the Rav is going to say that everyone's a Sraf and that's not true, so you can't use the Rav altogether. Then you have a very interesting what Taisen Chulin Afyad Aleph says. Taisen Chulin says he is Said. You only say Rav by Dini Nefashis to go and say that somebody's Chayev Misa if otherwise he'd be Potter. But if anyway you're going to give a Misa and the Rav is coming to tell you to give him a Mohammedic Misa, then you don't say Rav. Dash Tei Taisen Chulin. And the Chayev is a Pel in Svara. What's the Pshad in the Svara? What's the Svara for that? The Ksam Sefer says, because the Pshad is, if the Rav tells you without the Rav will be Potter for Misa, so kum dais will be chsan and be at the rami kibecha. So then you go over the raiv. But anyway, you're killing him. Anyway, you're being mekayim and be at the rami kibecha. So meila for that, you don't go over the raiv to give him a chamed de kemisa. But lechayah, what's the pshat in that? So did you ever to go over the raiv? When you need to go over the raiv, because otherwise it won't be at the rami kibecha. Then you go over the raiv. But if you have be at the rami kibecha, it's just for a chayim ramisa. Then you do go over the raiv. Why is the raiv for the eved bechal? Why don't you go over the raiv? It's very schwer. We'll speak about the Svara first. But it's interesting. The Leiv Aryeh, the end of Chsam Sefer in Chulin, they say the Velt has a kasha on this Taisus. The Gans the Velt asks a kasha that a Basish Kain gets Sreifa. Otherwise, she's not a Kain, she gets Chenik. She's a Basish Kain that's Mizana, she gets Sreifa. So, effect the Velt, how do we know she's a Kain? Maybe it's not a father. Every time we say, how do you know someone's a father? That's what the Gemara brought around. They go, Bas Reif. So Frek developed. But here, anyway, you're going to kill out the chenek. If she's not a basish kain, she'll get chenek. The Rav says instead of getting chenek, she gets sreifa. So Vainta, the Rav is telling you to be mechuyev misa either way, and the Rav's telling she gets a mochamedik misa. I Taisa says you say they don't go bas Rav. From the fact that Taisa says that a bas kain gets reifa, and the only way we know she's a bas kain is al Rav, that teaches that you say Rav not only to mechayev misa, but you say Rav even to someone that's already mechuyev misa to get a mochamedik misa, not like Taisa. So the Lev Ari says a happy teretz. He says this is what the Olam says. That the case of Asish Kain could be a case where the father was Makabal Kedushin for her. If the father was Makabal Kedushin for her, so that means Manavshach. If it's not a father, so she doesn't get Misa. So Kumdes, you need the Rav to say Bechlal she gets Misa. Because how do you know it's the father and the Kedushin works? Maybe he's not the father and the Kedushin doesn't work. Elamai, the Rav says that she gets Misa. Once we're saying it's the father, because without the Rav, Bechlal she wouldn't get Misa. If that's her father, then she's a Asish Kain, Mamela, so she'll get Sreifa. If she's Makabal Kedushin herself, so then Enichanami, you give a chenek, because how do you know it's a father? Rav doesn't tell you. If she's anyway getting Misa, Rav's not going to give a Mohammedic a Misa. But the case where Baskayin gets Sreifa is, if it wouldn't be the father, she'd be Potter. What's the case? When the father's Makabal Kedushin for her. So male, the Rav is telling you that she gets Misa altogether, and then you could go Masa the Rav, the male, she'll get Sreifa. A happy teretz. Ksam Seifa says more pasha. The Ksam Seifa says the Rav over there is not directly about Misa. You anyway have to know that it's the father. There got to be other things. So it's already Hochzak. It's already Hochzak. We have other dinim, it's the father. But mainly you're not going the Rav directly for Misa. Over here by Niskolm and Nisraf, and the Rav is directly for Misa. Mashayn Kane, the Rav of the father, is first negated to other things, to keep it off, to other things, to the Kedushin. It's negated to know the father. Once you shtel the vector Rav, Stamazai, so then the Nela, you go by the Rav for Misa, als Yurzak. That's already Yurzak already, that it's the father, Mela can use it for other things also. But the Shaila is, what's the Svar? It's a very Svar, like we said. What's the Svar that you go by the Rav to say that someone who's not Mechuyiv Misa is Mechuyiv Misa? But you don't go Basa Rav to say that someone who's already Mechuyiv Misa should get a Mohammedic Misa. What's the Svar for it? So there's an Einig Yantif. It's in Simon Dalit and Einig Yantif. He says the Gavaldig Yosef and Einig Yantif, very famous Einig Yantif, that Bittul B'Rav only works to be Mesalik Dinim. It doesn't work to give Dinim. That's what he says. L'masha, let's say it was this Arev wool that was knit for Shalai L'Shma, a meat of wool with Rav wool that was knit for L'Shma. It's like that Yantif, he can't use it for Tzitzis. Because I Bittul B'Rav. Bittul B'Rav can only be Mesalik Dinim, it can't give Dinim. A lot of Echreinim argue on him. So he says that that's a pshat in this tesis. You want to give somebody strefa, that's giving a din. This is a case of bittul b'rayv itaynis. Because it's a teruvis, so it's a case of bittul b'rayv. Bittul b'rayv zakhteh can only be mesalik dinim. It can't give dinim. In order to go and say they get strefa, you have to give them a din. You have to lay two a din. It's just like the shema, you can't give us bittul b'rayv. You can't give a chiv strefa on bittul b'rayv. Now, that's how he explains that, that's how he answers the velt's kasha. Basish Kain is not a din of Bittul B'Rav. Basish Kain is you go Basir Rav. Rav is Mavaya that she's a Kain. Mavela she can get straight from Mashaykhani. It's a din of Bittul. Bittul only works to take off dinim, to take off Isurim, to make it, to take off the Isser, but doesn't give new dinim, it doesn't give a din l'shma. Who then won't give a chi of Sreifa? But I don't understand the Ein Yantif at all. I got this far, but it's only to do with Taisus. If the pshat is that Bittul can't give you a din sreifa, so Koshkein, it can't give someone who's potter a din chiyuv misa. So Stam, you can answer Taisus Kash if you want. That this is the case of Bittul B'Rav. And Bittul B'Rav only takes off dinim. It doesn't give tzu dinim. And mainly, it can't be mechayiv someone misa altogether. It's Bittul B'Rav. The Gemara that says that you go bas sreifa misa is when Rav is mevar. Rav is mevar. That she's not an islandess. Rav is mevayah that he's a ben sarimur, that he's not an av. Rav is mevayah that it's maka of a ve'imai. A beer of Rav, you say, look, I'm a misa. Mashenge, bittul b'Rav, you can't be mechayev misa with bittul b'Rav, or mechayev achamadik a misa bittul b'Rav, because bittul b'Rav can only take off dinim and can't give dinim. Maybe it's a good teretz. Taisus doesn't say that teretz. Taisus Vaisus holds not that way. Or Taisus holds it's not really a case of bittul b'Rav. This is a case of Azlina Basarayv. V'yesh l'harech b'zeh, what's bittul b'Rav, what's Azlina Basarayv? V'en kamakam l'harech. But Taisus says that there's a chilek between going from potter to chayiv, or going from chayiv one misa to chayiv achamadik a misa. The only other story is not explaining any such chilek b'chlal. His svar with zicha apply also that you don't go for patet techayev. So I don't understand how the Ein Yontif is saying his svar has any shaykh as the teizen chul and daf yin aleph. Mitzayachin gav alav and dvar of akadashim. The Aruch Lanei says a different svar. The Aruch Lanei says he also goes to divide the biddel b'rayv. But he says like this. For biddel b'rayv, just like the Ran says in the sixth parak in the Dharam, a svar of davish sheish l'matirim, that biddel b'rayv is only when you have two things, one is asr, one is mutter. They're misnagged to each other, so the asr becomes mutter. You have a misnagdus. Mashengi davish sheish l'matirim. One is mutter now, one is mutter later. They're not misnagged, so you can't have a biddel b'rayv. So after the same svar here, when one is chayiv misa, and one is patef misa, so they're misnagged to each other, biddel b'rayv could say that the patef becomes chayiv misa. Mashen came, one is chayiv misa chamura, and one is chayiv misa kala, that's a shaymin b'mina, they're both chayiv misa, they're both chayiv misa. It's like, davishesh l'matim, one is mutta now, one is mutta lachazman, that does not misnagged to each other, you can't say biddel b'rayv. Fine, it's a very geschmackish story, but you have to say, just like by the Gantiv, that here it's Inyan Abitl Barayv, not Alina Vizlina Basarayv. But what bothers me is like this. We said four terutzim, yeah? We said a teretz is kavua, that's why you don't go Basarayv. We said a teretz because Rayv is only Mechayiv someone Misa if he did an Aveira, but the Shail is a Chayiv or Ponter, then Rayv can be Mechayiv him. But if the Shail he didn't do an Aveira Bechlal, Rav can't be mechayvim if maybe he didn't do an aveir b'chlal. We said at Teretz that Rav doesn't work because there's a vade sheker here. It's Rav is going to say everyone's chayiv sreif and that's vade sheker, so Rav doesn't work. And we said at Teretz that Rav is only mechayiv misa to someone who's potif a misa, but it's not going to mechayiv someone a chomedik a misa if he's ready chayiv a misa kal. These are the four terutzim. Aber fregich, I don't understand. The Gemara earlier is mavur another case. The Gemara earlier, on Ayin Tesim and Beis, we spoke about this in the beginning of the Shia, where it's saying, Shenig Medinai, Shaloi Nig Medinai, Shenisai from Reisim Lachem, Shenig Medinam, Reiva the Reitzchem and Nig Medinam, one Reit Seach is Loi Nig Medinai, and Peturim, Kulim Peturim. So first of all, the whole Taizen Chulim doesn't stem. Taizen Chulim is being Mechalik. Had the reason why in the Shrafim and the Skolim you don't go by Sarai. Because anyway, they're going to kill them, you don't Sarai to give them Muhammad the Gemisa. But I have a Kasha, there's a Gemara that says in a similar case, when you have someone who's not Mechayiv Misa, who was Loi Nig Medinai, and you have Raiv that are Mechayiv Misa, who was Nig Medina, in that case also you don't go by Sarai, Paichim Kulam. So what do you gain by saying this Teretz from the Shrafim and the Skolim if you have Mamish the same case by Pater and Chayiv, and you also don't go by Sarai, everyone's Pater? I didn't see anyone ask this kasha. It's a tzmiya to me. However, you learn this svara, but the Gemara says a klar b'ptur and chayiv also. Val derech zeh, what Taisus here answers a kasha. Taisus answers a kasha. You only say roiv to mechayiv some of the dini aveira, but maybe it's potter. It's a treifa. So mele roiv says he's chayiv. Mashiach, if it could be, he didn't do that aveira. But chlal roiv doesn't say that he's chayiv. There they all did the aveira. Other rabbi who says kaisen eisul the keeper. They all did the aveira over there. The shaila is it chayiv because it was nig medinai, or you part it from a technicality of ain't going medinai shalom v'alav afanav. But also he did an aveira. So why did you say rayiv to mechayiv all of them? So these two terutzim, however you understand them, would only be a teretz on the shrafim and the skullin. It won't be a teretz on ritzeach shalom nig medinai shenisayiv from reis mechayim shenig medina. The other two terutzim, the teretz of kavua, that would answer that also. It's kavua, so mele, pater all of them, it's kavua. The teretz is that the rav is telling you a vade sheker. That's also, the rav is telling you everyone's chayiv misa, and one of them's not chayiv misa. So also, you have to pater all of them, because you can't go bust the rav. But the teretz that rav is only mechayiv misa to someone who's pater, not mechayiv misa chamur to someone who's already chayiv. And the teretz that rav could only be mechayiv misa to someone who did the aveira, as opposed to mechayiv to someone who bechlal didn't do the aveira. Both of those terutzim lechare don't stim with the tzeach shalanig medina shenasayiv and reitzim mechayim shenig medinam. I don't have a teretz with tzarechian.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.